Elizabeth and John Edwards' young children were a familiar sight during the presidential campaign and were charming and well-behaved. But as commentator and mother Julie Zicafus observes, there are some places and situations that just aren't child-friendly. She was reminded of this on a recent trip.
It's a little tricky doing business travel with kids. Exclusive restaurants and hotels, dimly lit, sedate with stainable surfaces, breakable china, are the perfect antithesis of more kid-friendly habitats. Yet sooner or later, every parent must scrounge up some decent clothing for the toddler, smile confidently at the maitre d', and break that palpable force field that keeps most families at bay. If kids know anything, they know when they have their parents over a barrel. No one yells in nice restaurants. No one leaps up to break up a fight. The usual means of maintaining control must be modulated, but control must be maintained. For these situations, parents work to perfect a truly ferocious glare and a hissing whisper that might just as well issue from the gates of hell. My husband and I just survived 2 days at an exclusive resort and residence that is not set up for families, with both kids. We warned them for 2 days before the trip about being thrown out on our ears should they misbehave, figuring a little white hyperbole couldn't hurt. We endured the wary glances of our hosts, and our hearts swelled with pride as our 8- and 4-year-old toed the line like born church mice. On the second day, I was to give a slide lecture in a hushed, darkened hall. Both kids were there, and my husband Bill was charged with changing the slides and keeping the kids under his thumb. Tethered to the projector, he had his hands tied. About a third of the way through the talk, 4-year-old Liam climbed out of his chair and strode into the middle of the auditorium in front of the stage. "Liam, come here," Bill hissed. "Why?" Liam asked. "Just come here." "No," Liam replied, folding his arms across his chest. By now, all 800 eyes in the auditorium were on Liam, and that was just what he wanted. I forged on with my talk, sweating. Bill was desperate. "Trains," Bill whispered. "What?" Liam asked. "Trains, trains, 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 trains." Now, trains are the one thing that Liam loves above all else. He wavered. Bill leaned back in his chair, whispering, "Trains, trains, 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 lots of trains." Mesmerized, Liam moved slowly across the floor and climbed into Bill's lap. The lecture ended uneventfully. That evening, we dressed the kids up again and took them for the final meal at the hotel. They behaved beautifully. But Bill and I never came off the high alert we'd maintained for 2 days, watching for the slightest transgression. Two women at the next table leaned over, smiling. "The children are so well behaved," they gushed. "Are they your children or grandchildren?" Bill and I winced. Had we aged that much in 2 days? "They're our children," he managed. "At least, I think they are."
Commentator Julie Zicafus and her husband, Bill Thompson, generally stay home with their children in Whipple, Ohio.